Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. We give God praise on tonight. It's time to pray. We thank God for you on this evening. Amen. New Creation, a Christian ministry, New Creation Church. Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca is here. We thank God for your presence on this prayer line as an intercessory prayer warrior in the name of Jesus. The Bible says we ought to always pray, and we thank God for you, amen, counting it not robbery to come in and pray with us on tonight. We know that prayer works, amen. So we thank God, amen, as we go before God's throne today in the name of Jesus. We're going to pray, and we're going to believe God by faith that it's already done. But we just want to touch and agree with God tonight that whatever God needs to do in our lives will get done in the name of Jesus. Habakkuk said, though it tarry, wait for it. It shall not lie, but it shall surely come in the name of Jesus. I want to look at Exodus chapter 17, verse number 8. Exodus 17, verse number 8, to God be the glory. We're looking at Moses and the children of Israel. Hallelujah. And it says in Exodus chapter number 17, verse number 8, and we're going to pray. Then came the Amalekites and fought with Israel. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go fight with the Amalekites. For tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with the Amalekites. And Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hands that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hands, the Amalekites prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him. And he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur held up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua defeated the Amalekites and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this as a memorial in the book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. For I will utterly put out the remembrance of the Amalekites from under the heaven. I pray tonight in the name of Jesus, even as your hands are doing a good work for the Lord, many of us, amen, have put our hands to the plow, and we choose not to look back. Amen, somebody. So we believe in God by faith that God will do what he said he would do in and through our lives. But, beloved, every now and again, we get tired. Our hands get a little tired. We see in the life of Moses, as he held up the rod, God honored him and gave him the victory. But when his arms got tired and the victory rod began to drop and come down to the earth, they begin to lose the battle. And God is saying, I believe by faith right now, as we pray tonight, God is strengthening your hands. God is supernaturally making your hands stronger to continue to do the work that he calls you to do. God said, he who has begun a good work in you shall complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. In the book of Galatians, it said, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you are going to reap. I pray you heard that. You are going to reap. You're going to get it. You will possess it if you don't quit, if you faint not. So our job is sometimes in a physical body, we're spirit, we're physical. And sometimes a physical body, we get tired. That's why the Bible says be not weary, because we physically get tired and a little worn out and get exhausted. But as we pray tonight, I feel God's strength coming on you right now. I feel God's strength coming on me right now in the name of Jesus. God will give us the strength. God will give us the strength to endure, the strength to go on, the strength, amen, to lift our hands in praise. Glory be to God. And as God continues to strengthen your hands to do the work, God also, like Aaron and Hur, came to support Moses I believe, as you believe God by faith, you are not alone. I know in the spiritual, there are more with you than those who are against you. But in the natural, God is going to send you people. In the natural, God is going to send you support. In the natural, God is going to send those that will stand with you and will support you. They're going to finance the vision. They're going to be the resources that you've been looking for and praying for. There's going to be some people to come alongside you to make it happen. Oh, I'm getting happy. In the name of Jesus, God is going to send your Aaron and your Hur to hold up your hands. The Bible says, hallelujah, Moses could not do this on his own. Are you hearing God tonight? Moses is a great man. Moses was a leader. Moses had brought them out of slavery, out of Egypt. They're now headed to the promised land, but they are in the wilderness right now. They are being tested right now, and Moses can't do this by himself. So Aaron, his brother, and Hur come as leaders, and they hold up the arms of Moses. And the Bible says, when I read the text, Pastor, it said that his arms were steady. They were solid. They wasn't shaking. They weren't trembling because he had the support that he needed. I don't know who that's for tonight, but God said they're on their way in the name of Jesus. I believe by faith right now, your prayers are answered. And finally, they got the victory. Joshua, it said, until the going down of the sun, Moses' hands were steady. Aaron and Hur got the victory on top of the mountain, and they got the victory in the valley. And I believe by faith right now, tonight, believe it and receive it by faith, that you're going to get victory in every area of life. You are going to win in every area of life. Even as I wrote it down tonight, when I autograph my book and people want me to autograph my book, Victory Over Cancer, that's what I put in there. May the Lord give you victory in every area of life. May the Lord bless you and keep you and cause you to win in every area of life. Amen, somebody. And I decree and declare that over your life because the devil's trying to convince you that what you see is what it is. But he's a liar. Because God says finally, and we're going to pray, this enemy you're going to see no more. Come on, somebody. There's an enemy in your life today. God said you won't see it in your life tomorrow. To God be the glory. Father, I thank you for these, your people. Our arms get tired, Lord, but we lift them up in praise to you. As we lift them up tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I believe by faith right now, God, that you're going to do a work that no man can do in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the Aarons. Thank you for the Hurs. Thank you for the support team. The teamwork makes the dream work in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for those that will come alongside us and make it happen in the name of Jesus. You said write the vision down and make it plain, and it will happen. So, God, I thank you for these on the prayer line tonight, that their arms are stronger because they came to pray. Their arms are stronger, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because they came, Lord, expecting. They came ready to receive, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So right now, God, as we lift up holy hands tonight, as we raise our hands in praise, I believe blessings are coming down in the name of Jesus. So God, I thank you. In spite of what we're facing, in spite of what we're walking through, in spite of what we're going through, you said we'll go through the fire and it will not consume us. We'll go through the flood and we will not drown. Glory be to El Karabo Oshata. And glory be to our God tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, get that running back in your feet, beloved. Oh, glory be to God. Lift your hands in praise. Hallelujah. Don't get lukewarm on God. Stay on fire. In the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you that a breakthrough is right now at the door. I thank you in the name of Jesus that abundance is in our hands even as we speak tonight because we're simply touching and agreeing with one another. Jesus, you came that we might have life and have Zoe more abundantly, abundant, fulfilled, a life of overflow and increase. So, God, we praise you tonight. So I pray for that one, God, whose hands were getting weak. I pray for that one, God, whose feet were getting weary. I pray for that one, God, in the name of Jesus, even the thoughts of giving up crossed their mind. But the devil is a liar on tonight. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Stand in need of a miracle. Stand in faith. Hallelujah. Stand in your secure place of faith on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you for these standing in faith. I thank you for these, hallelujah, that won't quit on God because God won't quit on us. You said all things are possible for those who believe. So we believe by faith right now that our arms are stronger, Lord. We believe by faith right now that you've already sent the family members to hold our hands up. You already sent the co-laborers to hold our hands up. You already sent the business partners that we need to prosper in the marketplace. You already sent the ministry workers into the building. Oh, I pray for New Creation Church right now that increase is coming through the doors, that laborers, Lord, are making their way to 1482. To Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the new families, Lord, that will be part of our church family. Yes. Glory be to God. I thank you that the money and resources are already at New Creation in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, hallelujah, that those, Lord, that believe in the power of God and the power of prayer, Lord, that it's already done. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, bless every marriage tonight. Bless every home. You said, how could two walk together unless they agree? Let that husband and wife come together and take charge of that family because the spirit of division may be trying to come up in there. But as you decree and declare, come on, people of God, we have power of life and death in our mouth on tonight. We have authority, and we're taking authority tonight in the name of Jesus. So God bless your people. Hallelujah. Like Moses got the victory. Pastor, the Bible says Moses got tired, and Joshua and Moses were on one accord, but it took a team effort. Aaron and Hur and Joshua and Moses, we're not by ourselves. That's why I love this prayer line. You're not alone in the name of Jesus. Pastor Rebecca and I, we're just coming alongside you and believing God by faith that your business will prosper, that your church will thrive and grow, that your ministry in the name of Jesus will become all that God wants it to become in the mighty name of Jesus, that in the marketplace you will thrive and prosper. Glory be to God. So, Lord, we bless your name on tonight. God, there's none like you in all the earth in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you. You said the wilderness was a test.
Yes, hallelujah.
You said the wilderness was to prove your people. And right now, God, we thank you for prayer. Prayer helps us stay in the process.
Yes.
Prayer helps and prepare us, God. So as my wife continues to pray tonight in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that we got the victory. We thank you, glory be to God, that we already have the resources that we need to be successful.
Yes.
We thank you, glory be to God, that we're coming alongside one another as you sent them out two by two. And demons came out. Healings and breakthroughs manifested. Glory be to God. They preached to the poor, and the poor gave their lives to Christ. So, God, I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
And I bless you tonight.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To your name,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Father, we praise you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy, God. Lord, we thank you for your grace, oh God. We magnify you, oh God. Hallelujah. For your hand upon our lives, oh God. Lord, we thank you for this prayer line on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the vision. We thank you, Lord, for the errands and urns, Father God, those who come every single Tuesday, oh God. Hallelujah. Not just to pray, God, but to hold up our arms, oh God. Hallelujah. Even as we continue to go forth to do the ministry that you have called us to do, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We worship you. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against your people can prosper, that we are the head and not the tail, above and never beneath, oh God, that we are the righteousness of Christ, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God, that we have been redeemed, oh God, by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Yes. And Lord, we give you all glory, God. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not praise you enough, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. We thank you for the use of our vocal cords.
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless you.
For healing. We thank you for deliverance.
Come on.
We thank you, Jesus, for prosperity. We thank you, Lord, for destiny. We thank you for purpose, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you have a great plan for our lives, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, a plan to give us a hope and a future.
Yes.
God, we thank you. We worship you, oh God. You are worthy, God. We magnify your name, and God, we just thank you for this country. We thank you. We pray for the United States of America,
yes,
God. We, Father God, bind up anything that's not like you. We lose your power, oh God, in the earth realm, oh God. We say, Lord, have your way, oh God, even with the upcoming elections, oh God. We put it into your hands, oh God. We say, have your way, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, you already know the plans that you have for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope and a future. So, God, we pray, oh God, that you will, hallelujah, hallelujah, let your will be done. Let your will be done, oh God. We bind up strife and division in the country. We bind up, oh God, anything ungodly, oh God. We bind up, oh God, hallelujah, anything that's contrary to your will, oh God. We lose your peace, oh God. We pray for those in government, oh God. We pray, Father God, for deliverance. We pray for salvation, oh God. We pray for divine wisdom,
yes,
from on high, even to hit the White House, oh God. We praise you, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We pray for those in Congress. We pray for every person holding an office, every person in position, every person in government, oh God. We pray, Father God, for your hand, Father God, to move mightily over this country,
yes,
oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Mama, oh God, we thank you that you are sovereign, oh God. We thank you for divine providence, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That you set up those in the office, and Father God, and you bring down those who you have no more use for, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God, that everything's working according to your purpose, God. We praise you. We magnify your name, God. So, Lord, let us, oh God, continue, Father God, to put our trust in you,
yes,
God. Let us continue to love one another. Let us continue to be the light of the world. Let us continue to be the salt of the earth. Let us continue, God, to be light shining in dark places, oh God. Let us go forth and evangelize. Let us, oh God, make a difference in the earth realm. Let us turn this world upside down, oh God. In the name of Jesus, continue to, in the name of Jesus, continue to equip us, continue to build us up. Continue, oh God, hallelujah, to let your word be a lamp unto our feet.
Come on.
Continue to direct us and guide us, oh God. And Lord, we will continue to give you the praise. We will continue to glorify your name, oh God. So, Lord, we pray for the United States of America. We pray for every home under the sounds of our voices. We pray for the families, God. We pray that you will turn the hearts of the sons back to their fathers and the hearts of the fathers back to their sons.
Yes.
We pray for unity in the marriage home, in the marriages, oh God. We pray for restoration, oh God, of every marriage, God. We ask, Father God, that you will continue, oh God, hallelujah, to restore, whip the cankerworm, the locust, the caterpillar, my God, and the palmer worm has stolen and eaten away, God. We pray, Father God, that families will be stronger. We thank you, Jesus, that you will be glorified in every Christian home. In every Christian home, that you would be glorified, God. In every Christian church, oh God. Even during this season of Halloween, oh God, we bind up every demonic force, every witchcraft spell, every cauldron, every hex, my God, hallelujah, every chant, my God, we bind it up. Turn the souls of the witch back to you. Jesus. Turn the soul of the warlock back to you, oh God. Turn the soul of the soothsayer and the psychic to you, oh God. Lord, we claim souls on this prayer line tonight, oh God, and say, let your will be done,
yes, God,
on earth as you have already ordained in heaven. And God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Bless this prayer line. Bless every person under the sound of my voice. Bless every home. Bless every bank account. Bless every family. Bless every ministry. Bless the marketplace ministry, God. Bless every church, God. Bless, oh God. Hallelujah. Every career, God. Bless, oh God. Everything that your people touch, let it be blessed, oh God. And Lord, we continue to praise you. We continue to glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. We thank God that he is so concerned about the family, our natural biological families, and our church families in the name of Jesus. We're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to open up the prayer lines. I believe we saw a hand raised, but if you press 1 on your phone, we want to come in agreement with you. That's what Aaron and Hur did at the outset with that scripture text. They came alongside Moses, symbolically. And that's what prayer does. Amen. Where two or more is to touch and agree. The Bible says we shall have what we ask of God according to his will. And we thank God for the power of unity and agreement. We remember the upper room encounter. Amen. The Bible says they were in unity, with one heart, one spirit, one mind, with one agenda named Jesus. And we thank God that our expectations are being met on this prayer line tonight. So we continue to pray for the family, your family, and we pray for our church family. Pastor, we're going to take this first caller in the name of Jesus, and that is area code 678. We thank God for you this evening. God bless you.
God bless you, and I want to thank God. It was God's mercy and God's grace that kept me. It was his grace that kept me and not want to let me go. I got to give thanks, God, for his mercy and his grace that kept me. And so the song goes like this. It says, I almost let go.
Yes.
I felt like I just couldn't take life anymore. My problems had me bound. Depression weighed me down. But God held me close, so I wouldn't let go. God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. I almost gave up. I was right at the edge of a breakthrough, but I couldn't see it. The devil really had me, but Jesus came and grabbed me, and he held me close, so I wouldn't let go. God's mercy kept me, So I wouldn't let go. So I'm here today because God kept me. And I'm alive today only because of His grace. Well, He kept me. God kept me. He kept me, so I wouldn't let go. The devil really had me, but God's mercy.
Yes,
yes, God. Thank you,
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I almost let go. I felt like I just couldn't take life anymore. My problems had me bound. Depression weighed me down, but God held me close, so I wouldn't let go. God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. So I'm here today because God kept me. I'm alive today only because of His grace. Whoa, He kept me. God kept me. He kept me. God kept me. Yes, He kept me. God kept me. God kept me. So I wouldn't let go. And you know, Pastor, I've been feeling like this, like a little down lately, but I just don't deserve God's love. That's the whole thing. I just don't deserve God's love. And I feel like I owe Him so much. And I feel that no matter what, I can never repay God for what
Amen.
He has given me. And I love Him so much. But I will never
Amen.
Love Him the way He loves me. So
Amen.
I give thanks all my heart. Thank Him with all my heart for what He has given me to this point, where He has brought me from to this point. And I know that He has so much more to give me. And I think that's why I've been feeling this way, because I'm not deserve. I do not deserve what He has given me, but I love Him, and I know He loves me. So, thank you, Jesus,
Amen.
With all of my heart. Thank you so much, Jesus. And I just want you to pray however your heart leads you. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank
you,
God. We worship you. We magnify
yes,
your name. You
yes,
are worthy.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You're worthy,
you're worthy
to be praised.
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are worthy,
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah. We
Hallelujah,
worship you, Lord.
Lord.
We magnify
yes,
your
Lord.
Name. We glorify
magnify
your
Lord
name.
Lord
you
Jesus.
Are worthy, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We thank
worthy,
you,
Lord
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You,
we magnify your name. We glorify
you,
your name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
There's none
Hallelujah,
like you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
No
we give
like
you the glory.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We
give
you
the
honor,
the
God. We give
all
you the praise,
honor,
God. We
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you,
thank
God.
You.
We worship you. Lord, we thank
you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For all that you have done for
thank
us.
You, Lord,
we thank
you,
Jesus,
done,
for your
Lord.
Hand upon
Lord.
Our lives. Lord, I
yes,
thank you
Lord.
For,
thank
hallelujah.
You,
I thank you for Sister
hallelujah,
Maria, oh
Lord.
God. I thank you for her life.
Thank
I thank you for
Jesus.
What you have
thank
done
you,
in her life, God. I thank you for your
yes,
hand
Lord.
Upon her life. I thank you for saving her, God. For changing her, God. I thank you for redeeming her, God. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For all that you have planned for her. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For blessing her, oh God. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, God. I magnify your name. Hallelujah. You are worthy, God. So, Lord, I just pray, Father God, for the lifting, Father God, off of her life right now, that we will bind up every evil spirit, God. I bind up every spirit of oppression, oh God, that's come against her, to attack her, to attack her peace, to attack her joy, oh God. I bind up every lying spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
For, Father
thank
God, the
you,
redemption
Lord.
Of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That has come, hallelujah. That has come to redeem her, to save her, to justify
Lord.
Her, to cleanse her, to purge her, oh God, to put
thank
her in
you,
her
Lord.
New position, oh God, as a child
thank
of
you,
God,
Jesus.
As a child of God, the child of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that she is, Father God, and grafting in, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you and we praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. For what you have done in her life, for what you have planned for her life, for all that
you
are going to do in her life, oh God. You said, I know the plans I have for her, plans to prosper her and not to harm her, plans to give her a hope in the future. So, Lord, we just thank you that no weapon forth against her can prosper. Right now, we give back her. We ask that you, my God, restore her joy, restore her strength, oh God. Restore,
thank
Father
you,
God, her, my God. Hallelujah. I just hear God saying it's war. It's a warfare. My God, you are the spiritual attack. We bind up every demon
Lord.
On assignment. That's been sent to attack your peace, to attack your joy. God says, even that's a lying spirit that's been sent to you to make you feel like you don't deserve. Let me tell you, as a new creation, as a daughter of Zion, you do deserve. My God, hallelujah. There is no text, no scripture that will tell us that we don't deserve as new creations. My God, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17, there's no scripture that will tell us as new creations that we don't deserve God's goodness, that we don't deserve his love, that we don't deserve his blessing. And God says, let her know that as my child, she deserves everything I'm doing for her and more. Oh, my God. As the redeemed of the Lord, as the righteousness of the Lord, you deserve. God said, you do deserve. My God. And he said, your eyes have not seen, nor have your ears heard, nor has it entered into your mind the things that I have. Oh, my God, in store for you.
Amen.
My God, he calls you daughter. My God, I hear God calling you daughter. And I'm reminded of Luke chapter 13, my God, where Jesus went into the synagogue and the woman was bent over by an evil spirit. My God, and the evil spirit had gotten a hold of her. And Jesus called her to him and he laid hands on her. He said, woman, thou art loose. He spoke over her life first and then he laid hands on her. And the because immediately she was made straight. And that means the devil had to let her go. Come on, somebody. Immediately she was made straight. And it said that there were some people that became indignant because Jesus healed on the Sabbath. And this was Jesus' reply to her. He said, oh, what, any of you, don't all of you on the Sabbath loose your ox or your donkey, my God, so that he could be led forth the water to get drink some water, to get some water. He said, and should not this daughter of Abraham be set free? Does she not deserve to be set free on the Sabbath? And don't you know that God says, as a daughter of Abraham, you deserve everything he has for you and more. You deserve the best. You deserve the best. God said, I have nothing but my best for you. Do not settle for less. I hear God saying it so strongly. You need to, I need to reinforce it because the devil is lying, my God, trying to steal your joy, trying to take you out of your rightful position in God to make you feel like you don't deserve. That's an old lie, an old strategy, and an old tactic, my God. And we bind it up right now. And God is restoring your joy. He's restoring your strength. He's restoring your laughter. He's restoring your praise, my God, in the name of Jesus. And I see God, oh, my I gotta say, I see God separating. I see God doing some separating. My God, there's a separation that God is even creating, my God, between that thing and you. My God, that thing that has tried to come and steal your joy. My God, I hear God saying, who's hindering you? What has hindered you, my God, to try to make you feel all of a sudden that you're not worthy? Amen. Hallelujah. And God says, even if there's going to be a separating of that thing, I don't know where it's coming from, but that thing has to go in Jesus' mighty name, because you are my daughter, and I'm going to shower you. God says, I'm going to shower you with blessings. Oh, my God.
You,
God says, I'm going to, you deserve, I'm putting my ring upon your finger. I'm putting my royal robe on your shoulders. Yeah. I'm putting beautiful shoes upon your feet. God says, you deserve anything you want. Like the king said to Esther, what is it that you want? What is it that you want? That's what God is saying to you. What is it that you want? Up to half the kingdom, he told Esther, it belongs to you. My God, hallelujah. But guess what? And that was Esther. She didn't have Jesus. She didn't have the redemption by the blood. She didn't have the Holy Ghost. So as daughters of the kingdom, we get everything God has. He said, what is it that you want? Anything in my kingdom, anything in the earth realm, anything that you want, I'll give it to you. My God, hallelujah. So God is blessing you. You are the blessed of the Lord. You are the blessed of the Lord, and it's not anything that you've done that made you the blessed of the Lord, but it was what he did. Oh, my God. It was what Jesus did, hallelujah, that made you the blessed of the Lord. So you continue to praise God, continue to declare, I am the blessed of the Lord. I am the righteousness of Christ. I am the head and not the tail. I am a royal priesthood. I am royalty, hallelujah, and everything that my Father has for me, he says, I deserve it. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for Sister Maria. I feel God. I feel a lifting. God says he's giving you a lifting on tonight. He's lifting you. My God, every dark, I see dark clouds lifting up off of you. My God, I see a spirit of doom lifting up off of you. Hallelujah. I see discouragement and depression lifting. It's trying to rest on you, but I see it lifting off of you. God is lifting you. He's lifting you above the circumstances, lifting you. God is lifting you. My God, above everything that tried to come and attack you, God says, I'm lifting you. Amen. And you shall continue to be. God says, she's my vessel of praise. I hear you, Lord. He says, tell her that she's my vessel of praise. Hallelujah. And he says, tell her that her praise comes up to me like a sweet-smelling aroma. Your praise goes before God like a sweet-smelling aroma. And he is well pleased with your praise. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank
you,
Lord.
Pastor,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pastors, it's just I feel like, you know, he's given me all of this, and I feel like, you know, am I worthy of everything that he's given me? Am I worthy of all of that he's given me? That's how I feel, you know. You know, it's like, you know, I don't know. I just, you know, I mean, who am I? You know, like, who am I that he wants to give all of this to? That's how I feel, you know?
Yes.
I don't know, your favorite.
Yes, yes. I understand what you're saying. That's the thing is, you were not worthy before Jesus. But now that you have received Jesus as your Redeemer, and been engrafted into the family. Now you are a daughter of Zion, a daughter of God.
He's
now
given
you
me
are,
so much. He's given me
you
so
are
much,
worthy.
You know. Yeah.
And yes, yes.
Amen.
And you and embrace it. Receive it. Enjoy it.
The
scripture says, what's the scripture? The blessing of the Lord make it rich.
No sorrow with it.
Amen. So it's
Amen.
The blessing of the Lord. Amen. And we're supposed to receive that blessing, not with, well, God, why are you doing this for me? I'm not I'm not rebuking you. I'm just kind of bringing, I want to bind up that devil. Amen.
Right.
But we
Amen.
Have to receive that blessing with joy. We have
right.
to receive that blessing with thanksgiving. And then see,
right.
you're a
right.
praiser. And that's what the enemy's coming against, to try to make
Thank
you
right.
question, why
right,
am I
right.
so blessed?
Right,
you know,
right, right.
because
I
when praises go up, and that's not scripture, but when praises
right.
go up, blessings come down.
Down.
Amen.
Right,
Hallelujah.
Right. And the devil's
trying
to take.
And because you continue to bless him, yes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I understand
yes.
that. I understand.
So as you
Thank
continue
you.
To praise him, listen, as you continue to praise him, there's nothing God won't do for us. That's
yes.
how much
Amen.
He loves
Amen.
Us.
Amen. Amen.
He loves
Amen.
Us that much. And then, let me tell you something. We, in our own selves, we can never be worthy enough. But in
yes.
him, in Christ, we mm-hmm. are we are worthy. It's just that,
well,
you
know,
God is so good. That's how good he is, that, you know, it's the blood that makes us worthy. My God.
Amen.
It's the blood
and
that
come
he,
a long
yeah,
way,
he loves
Pastor.
Us that much. Yes.
You know,
my God, that's what I rejoice. Huh?
Yeah, you know, I've come a long way.
Yes, yes, yes. You
thank,
have come a long
so
way.
Much. Thank
and,
you.
And I don't
you.
Want
God
you to
everybody.
Go back.
No,
that's
I never want to go
that
back.
On Sunday. I can't go back. Because
no.
when we begin to feel like we don't deserve it, when why is, you know, we start to question why God is blessing us, the enemy could get in and begin to make us feel like we're not worthy
right,
of any good
right.
thing. You know, even the good love of a love of a good man, to be blessed in the workplace, to be blessed financially. He'll come
right.
in and try to make us think it's something wrong with us, and we should accept less than God's best
right.
now, because we're not worthy of God's best. You see how the lie begins to infiltrate and begins
right.
to try to come and deceive us, because he's a deceiver.
Right. Right.
Amen.
Right.
But you are worthy. God says, tell
I
her she's
worthy.
Worthy. She is
Amen.
Worthy of my
Amen.
Love. She is worthy. My God.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. So
thank
you tell
so
yourself,
much,
you look yourself in the mirror, and you
yes,
say,
Amen.
I am. Thank you, Jesus, that you make
thank
me
you,
worthy.
Lord.
Thank,
thank
you that you
Jesus.
Made me worthy. That's why
yes,
we praise
Lord.
Him, because he made us worthy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Pastor has.
Amen. Thank you.
Pastor has something for you. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Just very quickly, but I to God be the glory. God just told me to give you Psalm 149. Just read it. But I need to, this is for all of us tonight, but I just need to read a few verses. Psalm 149, but God says, read for you, Sister Maria, read it before you go to bed tonight. It's only
okay.
nine verses, but read especially 1-7. But listen to what it
okay.
says. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance, and let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel. And the, this is it right here, verse number 4. For the Lord take pleasure in his people. He will beautify
Amen.
The meek in salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth like a two-edged sword. Glory be to
yes.
God.
Wow.
And
glory
it
be
says,
to God.
It says right there, verse 5, praise him when you get in your bed, because
Amen.
You are a praiser.
Jesus.
And God says, because you praise me, not just on the prayer line, in your quiet time and in your isolation time, God says, bring me that praise, sing me a new song, praise me for my mighty works. You might as well read Psalm 152. Praise him for his mighty works. Everything you just articulated, everything you just said tonight is found in Psalm 149 and 150, why he bless
okay.
us. He just
okay,
wants to
so
praise.
149, 150, and you said 152?
Psalm, read Psalm 149 and Psalm 150.
Yeah, Psalm 150.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much,
okay.
Pastor. You guys
God
have a great
you.
Night, and God bless you both.
Love you.
Thank you so much.
We're so
love
proud
you.
Of you. We're so proud
of thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you
God
so much.
You.
I love you so much. God bless you both immensely.
We love you more. We love
thank
you more. Amen.
Love you.
God bless you.
Okay.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Yes. We all go through those times where the devil wants to come against us. But I thank God. I thank God for the prayers of the righteous. I thank God for this prayer line. Amen. That we have each other's back. Amen. Hallelujah. And there's no weapon formed against us that can prosper. Amen. Area code 111. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony. This is Barbara in Cleveland. I love you guys. So glad to be back on the line with you.
Amen. God bless
Amen.
You. We
God
love
bless.
You, too. Good to have you back. Always good to hear from you.
I want to say to Sister Maria, every time I'm in a situation where I'm fighting my way out, right before the battle turns, the Lord always gives me a song. Always gives me a song. It could be a song from like my childhood, but he'll always give me a song. So I just want to encourage you and let
wow.
you know how important. Yes, it's like, and as soon as I get a song in my spirit, it's like, okay, something just switched, you know, and the door opens and I'm free and I'm out of it, you know. But it happens every time. So I mean, that's just I just wanted to share that because I love Sister Maria and I love when you come on and you sing. Pastor Anthony, when you were praying, if I may just share this, you know, because the Lord just started showing me little vignettes of things and I was trying to piece it all together and still be in agreement in prayer at the same time. But I kept seeing this. There was like this desire for a church van or some type of van or bus or something to pick up people or something like that. And it was this thing about, I feel like I left somebody behind. I feel like I'm leaving somebody behind. I feel like I'm leaving people behind. And there was like this need and this desire. And the Lord was letting me know, like, that's not a problem. That's not an issue. That's a done deal. But this is what he showed me. He showed me you, Pastor Anthony, in a gold-plated Rolls Royce. Now, stay with me on this. In a gold-plated Rolls Royce, pulling up to the front of the church, and you got out of this vehicle, and you walked across in this sleet, ice, sleet, snowy street across a borough. Now, we don't have boroughs here where I am, so that's a foreign word for me. So, a borough. And you picked up someone and put them across your shoulders like a shepherd and a sheep, and you carried them to the house of God. And you would leave the 99 to go get that one. And that is why no good thing would be withheld from you. And the Lord was showing me how your devotion time in the morning, he kept showing me your chest was like a superimposed on the front of your chest was a treasure chest, like the pirates, you know, you open up the treasure chest and all of these jewels and everything. He kept showing me your heart like that, your chest like that, and I didn't understand it. And he was showing me that during your devotion time in the morning, he deposits jewels in your spirit. This is time that is just you. It's not church time. It's not corporate prayer time. Is just you time. And these jewels, this is the only way I can explain it. These are the jewels that are the payment. This is the currency. This is what's paying for everything that the ministry needs. Everything that the ministry needs is being paid for through these jewels, through these treasures that the Lord is depositing in you during this devotion time. And he showed me like a board game, you know, like Monopoly or whatever. And there's a board, and you walk these squares, and then, you know, once the piece lands on a square, then, you know, you get money or you get a card turned over and you get a treasure, you get whatever. And he just wanted me to let you know that when you land on the square, the resource will appear. It's not like, let me figure out how to get the resource and then I'll get there. He's like, you just get there, and the resources will appear. Whatever is needed for that moment will appear in that moment. You don't have to be concerned about it, because your heart is set to have a shepherd's heart. And because of that, no good thing. There, I mean, I have that so emphatic in my spirit that there is nothing that will be withheld for your ministry, for whatever it is that the Lord is putting on your heart to do. In that devotion time, everything is paid for. Everything. I don't know what the everything is, but I know that everything is paid for. Show up. So you just keep moving through your paces, whatever the paces are. I don't know, but
Amen.
I pray that was an encouragement to you. I just Pastor Rebecca, you had already said that people were going to come along to help me, and one of my cousins stepped up and is being a real encouragement to me, and I'm so thankful for that. Sometimes you just need somebody in your corner, and Pastor Anthony, yeah, you were teaching on that tonight. So he doesn't even live in Ohio, lives in Pennsylvania, but he's been really encouraging me and stepping up and placed an order and also paid some fees for me, and I was just so appreciative of that. And I'm in another round of the same battle, and I just need God's strategy. I'm just seeking the strategy of God. You know, whenever he sent his people in, he always gave them a strategy on what to do. And that's when I know the battle is the Lord's, but I got to show up. So I just want to know what steps I need to take, if anything. So that's my prayer request for tonight.
Amen. We're going to lift it up before the Lord, and I'm going to pray. And I do receive that word, because God has always showed us a church vehicle. And we have a young man now without a car trying to get to the church. And it's amazing that you talked about my private meditation and prayer, because God has been challenging me in that area, and he's been meeting me there. So I received that word tonight in the name of Jesus, that he's doing things I can't possibly imagine or think. So
Amen.
I received that. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your daughter tonight in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord, you said before she asked anything, you already know her thoughts are far off. And we thank you, God, hallelujah, that you said as she seek you, Lord, everything that she need will be added unto her. Ask and it will be given you. Seeking you will find, knock, and the door will be made open. Jesus, you said you are the door.
Yes.
Now she's looking for a strategy in the name of
yes.
Jesus. God, give her an idea. Give her download, hallelujah, glory be to God. Download, Lord, revelation on how to get it done. We believe by faith right now that she's an open vessel, God. She says she's expecting, God, you to speak and you to move. And we're just touching and agreeing with Sister Barbara tonight, God, that you would do the impossible.
Yeah.
I thank you, Lord, that you've already made a way where there may not be a way, because God, you are a promise keeping
mm-hmm.
God,
mm-hmm.
and you will not fail her in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
God.
So God, I thank you that it's already done. Now God, strengthen her faith.
Yes.
God, strengthen her heart. God, strengthen her mindset in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you give her the ability to take any thought that is not of you captive and make it obedient to that of God in the name of Jesus. Help her not to worry. Oh, I felt God right there in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you for peace. I thank you for prosperity. I thank you that you're giving her power. Oh, glory. Power. Dunamis power in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, we speak increase. We declare abundance. We say more than enough.
Yes, God.
We thank God that every need is met in the mighty name of Jesus. Korobo o shataba. Rekere e kobo shala akata. So, Lord, we praise you and we give you thanks in the name of Jesus,
God,
that you will continue to help her to walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes, Lord.
God, you know what her natural circumstances are saying, but you're a spiritual God.
Mm-hmm.
And those who worship you are worshiping you in spirit and in truth. And God, I know that you take care of your sheep. I know, Lord, that you feed your flock. So we thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you for the resources. We give you praise, Lord, for the answer in the name of Jesus. I'm hearing this even as I was speaking. Before I began to pray, I saw the widow of Zarephath with very limited resources. And God even showed me sustaining the man of God, Elijah, by the brook with a raven, a little tiny bird. How much food can a bird transport? But that sustained Elijah, the great man of God. Then the widow at Zarephath, as you said, instruction. I believe God's going to give you instruction because she needed instruction. And her oil never ran out, and her flour never ceased. And that's what God is saying to you. You won't run out.
Mm.
Your provision will never cease.
So don't
go by what you see. Don't even go by how I feel. It doesn't matter if you're right there at the border, at the deadline. It doesn't matter to God. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
So as you keep your faith, as you stay in faith, that's what God is going to honor. Because I preached it on Sunday, and I see you as that person not going back. So everything you need is ahead of you.
Yes, yes.
So just keep moving forward. Everything you need is ahead of you. And as you're trying to figure it out, he already worked it out. Come on.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
So to God be the glory.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Just rest and assure that God has already met every need in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
To God be
Hallelujah.
The glory.
Hallelujah.
And God is just saying, I just need to say it. I ain't going to even make it spiritual. Don't worry. God says, don't worry. Two words.
Wow.
Don't worry.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. We thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
To God
Amen.
Be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God. It's like I see a shift. I see things shifting. I just heard shift. I see things shifting. And then even as I was looking at the shift, I heard God say decree a thing. And even as I spoke, I see things shifting. It was shifting according to the words that come out of your mouth. So according to the decrees that you establish, the decrees that you bring forth, it's the decrees that you put out, the shifting is happening. There's a shifting taking place, shifting. And God says decree. Just begin to decree a thing over your life. Decree. Speak over your life.
Yes.
Speak over. No matter, like Pastor said, what it looks like, decree what you want to see. God is going to honor your decree, my God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we just thank God for the shift. We thank God for the shifting. Things are moving. There's turbulence. Don't get upset because don't get shaken by the shaking. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Don't be shaken by the shaking. Oh, my God. Just continue to decree, says the Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And that psalm is appropriate also for her to meditate on and to keep praising God. Amen. Keep praising him. My God, hallelujah. Praise him in advance. My God, hallelujah.
In the middle of it.
Keep praising God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. But I do see things shifting, and it's like it's even right up under your feet that things are shifting, and it's a shaking, and it's almost trying to shake you. But God says, like Pastor said, don't worry. My God, hallelujah.
You said about, and Sister Barbara, I pray that you also meditate on that Psalm 149 and 150, because it says God beautifies the meek, Pastor.
My God.
You know, people think meekness is weakness. It doesn't mean that. It simply means power under control. And God is about to beautify you. Amen. So even as we get off the line tonight, read Psalm 149 and 150. It's going to bless you. And is going to encourage you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, God bless you. Amen. We love you, and we continue to stand and touch and in agreement with you for the great things that God is doing in your life.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Praise God.
You're welcome. God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. God is moving prophetically. There was another hand raised. I don't see it raised any longer. But God is moving prophetically in the lives of his people. God is making things happen so fast that it's going to make our head spin. My head is spinning today because I was upstairs cleaning my office. I see your hand. And I'm cleaning my office, rearranging things in my office, and I stumbled upon this manuscript that I had written and printed out 10 chapters of another book. Come on, somebody. 10 chapters of another book. So I spent a couple hours, the last 2 hours, before going on the prayer line, getting it into the computer. God said, get it into the computer. This is book number 9, my God, that was written in 2005. Come on, somebody. God is shaking and shifting things for his people. And it's like it's rapid succession, one blessing on the heels of another. That's how God is blessing us. Amen. And it's coming. Unexpected blessings are coming. Amen. So continue to stay in faith. Decree a thing. I've been decreeing things. Amen. And God has been blessing my decrees. God is going to bless your decrees. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take another call. Area code 984. God bless you.
God bless you too, Prophetess and Pastor Anthony. This is Michelle. I hope you guys are doing well. Haven't been on the line in a while, but I'm calling in tonight asking that you guys would pray for me, please. And just
Amen.
To let you know that I'm in a good place spiritually. I'm in a good place, and I thank God for that. You know what I'm saying? I thank God for just, you know, his faithfulness, you know, because not always that we need to have things to, in which God is blessing me. I can't say that he's not blessing me, but this faithfulness that I'm speaking of is not things. It's just some things that God is doing inside of my heart, some things that God is doing in my mind. Also, you know, how God is revealing certain things to me. So I just thank God for, you know, his faithfulness.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. That is a great place to be. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We thank you for your faithfulness, oh God. We thank you for your faithfulness to your woman servant, to your daughter, oh God. We thank you for your hand upon her life, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For this good place that she finds herself in spiritually, Father God, even that the blessings that you are manifesting in the natural, oh God, we just thank you and we praise you, God. We ask, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to give her divine revelations, continue to sharpen her even in the area of discernment, continue to show her everything that she needs to see, oh God, continue to order her steps and direct her path with your word. Show her, oh God, and take her. I see God lifting you up. I just see God lifting you up like he lifted up Ezekiel. He began to give Ezekiel commandments and directives. And then before Ezekiel could move, the Spirit had lifted him up and carried him to where God wanted him to go. And I see God lifting you up and carrying you some places where God has shown you and you're not sure as how God is going to get you to where he's showing you that he's taking you. And God says he's going to lift you up by his Spirit and carry you to where you need to go. It's going to be a supernatural move that occurs in your life because of your submission to the Spirit and what God is doing in your life spiritually. Amen. even as you began to say that you were in a good place spiritually, I heard God say, she's changed.
Wow.
I've changed her. I've done the work. I've done some work in her life. She's different. God says, you are different. And there's a change. I hear the song, a change has come over me. A change. God has changed you. Some things that you didn't even expect God to do in your life spiritually have occurred. Some things that you expected but didn't know how God was going to, again, not how God was going to do it. Things have happened. Some struggles that you have found yourself in, they're no longer struggles. Some wars that you have had to fight, you've gotten a victory over. And the change has come. It's almost like I said the word shift earlier. It's almost like the shift has shifted. The shift has hit your life. The shift has happened. Amen. And God has put you in a good position. It's a position of greater faith. A position of greater assurance where you know, you have a knowing. There's a knowing that God is God and that God is going to do what he said he would do. So, Father, we just thank you and we praise you for changing and shifting and sifting and situating, settling, the settling. There's a settling that's taking place, my God. In your spirit, in the spirit realm, for settling her in the spirit realm, oh God, in the higher position in you. My God, hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Continue to bless our sister. Continue to use her mightily, oh God. Continue, Father God, to bless her naturally. I hear God say there's some natural manifestation that's yet to occur. And it shall come to pass. God, continue to bless her naturally, oh God. Continue to settle her naturally. I see some jagged edges, some rough spots that God is still yet working in, my God, in the natural, my God. And he says it shall come to pass. Not one word that I've spoken to you shall fall to the ground, says the Lord. But everything that I've spoken, I just hear God say, it shall come to pass in due season. It shall come to pass. My God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, we just thank you for the coming to pass of everything in the natural realm that you have spoken over her life, that you have spoken over her children, oh God, that you have spoken over her household, that you have spoken over her in the natural realm, God, as the natural. We thank you, Lord, that as the spiritual, I hear God, so goes the natural. As the spiritual, so goes the natural. As the spiritual, so goes the natural. So, Lord, we thank you that as the spiritual, man has manifested glory, so goes the natural, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we love you and we bless your name. Continue to show yourself mighty in our sister's life, oh God. And we will continue, God, oh glory, to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. And I just see God doing the work in your son's life. Amen. Hallelujah. I see God manifesting some things in Joshua's life, amen, pertaining to his destiny, pertaining to school and schoolwork. And I see friends. I see God giving him godly friends to come around him, friends of good influence, friends of good influence. I hear God saying, don't be concerned because your seed is blessed. Hallelujah. And everything that I have spoken, I hear God saying again, it shall come to pass. So, Lord, we thank you for Joshua. We thank you for her children. We thank you for what you're doing in their lives, oh God. We thank you for divine manifestation of your word coming to pass in his life and in the lives of her other children. Well, I pray a hedge of protection around Joshua right now, God. I pray, Father God, a hedge of protection around his life, around his the ministry that you have even birthed him into the earth for, For I pray a hedge of protection around his mind, his body, his soul, my God, in the name of Jesus, every relationship, oh God, I pray a hedge of protection around his young life, oh God, that everything you've spoken concerning him shall come to pass. And I thank you for my sister, and I thank you for her destiny, and I thank you for her ministry, oh God. I thank you for, Father God, this place, this good place, even her relationships, even for her relationships, oh God, that is blessed, that everything that pertaining to her, God, we decree and declare it to be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, we thank God for you, and to God be the glory. Even as you find yourself in that spiritual state that you're in, allow Isaiah 61 to minister to you, how God has exchanged, you know, the beauty for the ashes and the heaviness. And it goes on to say God's going to repair the desolated places and repair the breach. And I just see restoration and repair in so many areas of your life. And, Pastor, even as you said, her flock, her seed, her offspring, as you meditate, prophetess, on Isaiah 61, you're going to read in there how there are people that's going to come in this season and be a blessing to you. They're going to be a blessing to you.
Yes.
So read Isaiah 61, the entire thing, and it's going to bless you, and it's going to give you a little perspective of where you are spiritually and emotionally and physically, and continue to, amen, stay in that good place. Amen.
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 Amen. I wanted to I know that you guys pray for so many people, and you might not remember this, but I remember it was the summer. I can't remember the date, the day and all this stuff, but I remember that it was the summer of 2016. And I remember both you and Pastor Anthony had prayed for me, and you guys were saying something to me about basically like the people and stuff that I was, you know, that it was somebody that was, you know, not really for me or whatever. And I struggled, honestly. I struggled with this relationship. I did. And I know it was sometime this year that you guys said something else to me. And you was just, you know, basically just revealing certain things to me. And so I just prayed, and I remember, I think it was Pastor Anthony, I can't remember, but you had said something to me pertaining to, like, those people that had done certain things was, you know, was going to come back. And it has not just been one. And I tell you, this is not my normal behavior before, because I would honestly let it bother me. You get what I'm saying? And I kind of think about when Jesus had to encounter Judas. He knew who Judas was. You get what I'm saying? But you never read, like, he mistreated him. He did say, "Get behind me, Satan," and stuff like that. But God has allowed me to, he's shown me who my enemies are. And I can pray for them and minister to them. And it's not just one. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes, you know, people will kind of maybe think that they are deceiving you, but I'm not deceived. You get what I'm saying? But I just thank God when he put me in a place, because I'm telling you, I wouldn't sleep. I would worry about this and play this stuff over and over and over in my mind. But, you know, God has shown me. I know who they are and how to handle them, but I also know how to handle them correctly as well. So I thank God, and I'm telling you, nobody could do that for me but God. And so I just thank God. And another thing that I wanted to share with both of you guys, I might not always be on the line. Sometimes it takes, you know, break being to my own stuff or whatever. But there's one thing that nobody can say about Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony that you guys don't know and spend time with God. That's something, because Pastor Rebecca, she kind of ministered this to me quite often about my relationship with, like, ministry and stuff like that, because I have had some bad experiences, but I trust that I can't really say that for a lot of people, and I don't say it, but I trust the God in you. You know what I'm saying? Nobody is perfect, but I trust that God that's inside of you guys. And I just encourage you both to continue to. And I don't know why, but when I started to say that, I saw you guys take a leap. So I just thank God for what he's doing in your life. And I just pray, even as you guys have prayed for so many people tonight, I just pray that God restore and pour back into you and just continue to bring increase, because I see God bringing increase, and I just see money just coming down. So, God, I just thank you, Father, for what you're going to release, because it has already begun. It's begun already, but God is going to bring more. So I just thank you, and just continue to just slay those giants as the Spirit gives you the authority to do that. So I just thank, and I also thank you for that apostolic flow. I thank God for that apostolic flow. So I just pray that God just continue to use you both and just continue to release the wisdom and just do some things that you guys didn't imagine. You know what I'm saying? And it's not just spiritual what God is going to do, but there's some material things that God is going to do as well. And I'm not sure what it is, why I saw a house. I don't know why. And I don't want to put something out there that God is not telling me. I don't know if you guys are going to use this for some type of ministry transition house or something, but for some reason I just saw a house, and I don't want to add anything to that. I don't even know if it's going to be, you know, a natural house. I don't like to add stuff, but I just saw a house. And so I don't know what the representation of that is, but just pray that out. And I just thank God for the fresh revelation that he's releasing. So thank you both.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
Praise God. We receive that in the name of Jesus.
Wow.
And prophetess, you are on point, and we thank God for that word. Amen. Because, again, like Pastor says, on the hills of another, and God has been doing something mighty in our church and in our home. So we receive that. Amen.
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 God bless you, God.
Praise God.
God bless you. We Jesus, we certainly do receive that. And God did speak to you about the house. That's something that I hadn't even shared with anybody. Wow. And I can't even release it tonight, but I thank you for confirmation on that as well.
She hit a lot of it.
Yes, so God be the glory. Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. Love you, prophetess. Thank you.
Amen. I wouldn't be shocked if y'all say we got a mansion, but to God be the glory.
What was the car you were driving that Barbara just said?
Oh, she said a Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce and a mansion. I received it. I received it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
A Rolls Royce and a mansion.
Look at God.
My God.
Won't he do it?
I was just talking to Sister Rita today about a house. Because they prophesied a multi-purpose building at the women's conference. The apostle came in and prophesied that last week, last Sunday, a multi-purpose building. I was talking to Sister Rita today, and I was saying that we would be able to have different things, the vision for the ministry, not only housing, but even a five-star dining hall where we would be able to feed the hungry. They would come in and sit down and order from the wait staff and order from appetizers to dessert, and it would be five-star, and they would have to be treated like royalty and walk out without even having to pay a bill. And that was the vision that I was just sharing today. And I know God is doing something mighty, and it takes big funds to fund big to finance big vision. So we received that. We received that. God was showing me a house for girls who have been battered and abused and molested. And it's just like so many things that God has been showing us, and the vision just keeps coming back to us. He's not allowing us to sleep on the vision. So we thank God. And also the apostolic flow, we in agreement with all of it. And I was thinking about you today because you're one of the first people that came on this line and called us apostles. That was years ago. And we were like, no, just call us pastor. So, you know, I think I almost rebuked you for that. Like, no, just call me pastor. So, but I thank God for the oil that's rested on your life. Amen. I just want to say that publicly, that we're not resisting any of it at this point. And we just thank God for you and the fact that he does speak through you. Amen. So, you know, I repent, you know, and
you don't have to, because it could have been out of season. You know what I'm saying? There's some things like we do things, and we always have to be teachable and stuff like
yes.
that. So I took that, but I it wasn't like I said, God, I repent for saying that, because I know I heard
but you took the correction. See, and that's the honor that you gave us. You took, because you, like you said, you trust the God in us, and you took the correction. You didn't get offended. You just said, okay, God, I'll just, you know, put that on the shelf. I know what you said. And we thank God, but we thank God for you. I just want to let you know that the prophetic flow on your life is authentic.
Yes.
Amen. The oil is authentic. And we do recognize, like I said, 3 years ago, you were before anybody came, you came on, and we were just like trying to do pastor. We was like struggling, like, let's let me pastor this church. Don't give me no more, Lord. But what God has for us is for us, and we receive it in Jesus' name. So we thank you, and we thank God for you. Amen.
Amen. And the last thing I did here, I heard upgrade. I don't know why, but the house that I seen, it was, I don't know if, just pray, because I don't like to say anything that's not of God. But I don't know if that was a personal residence or if it was ministry. But just pray it out, because all God showed me was a house, and it was a nice house. You know what I'm saying? And it was not like 4 or 5 bedrooms. It was something bigger, unless it had like a whole lot of bathrooms in it or something. But pray it out and just allow God to that particular thing to you guys. But I did hear upgrade, so God bless
Amen.
You.
Well,
amen.
God.
We
amen.
Receive it.
We
praise
receive
God.
It. God.
God bless you. Amen. Wow. Upgrade, Pastor.
Well, we're embracing everything in this season.
And
people don't even realize we're in this big old house, because our daughter lives on campus, and we're close to an empty nest, and we don't know what God's going to do, but we're embracing everything
yes.
in this season in the
yes.
name of Jesus.
Yes.
We're going to take, I think this is our final call,
yes.
Pastor.
Yes.
Put that caller through in the name of Jesus. We have one more caller tonight, and this is area code 973. God bless you this evening.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. I'm just listening to all these wonderful things that are coming your way, and I'm just rejoicing for you guys. And when you do get the home, feeding the homeless, don't forget, I want to work with you. Cause you know how
that will be your ministry. You'll be in charge.
Well, to God be the glory. We're going to work together like Aaron and Hur and Moses and Joshua. We're going to be
a
team.
Yes. I always said there's a part of me. There's something that I say is missing in my life, like I need to be doing something, you know? And
yeah,
so
amen.
That will bless you guys. That will bless me and bless whoever we're supposed to be blessing. But anyway, I'm calling because I have my friend who's like a daughter to me, Jessica, on three-way. She's at work. I don't know if she's still there. Let me see.
I'm here.
Okay, Jessica, you talk.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, yes, we can hear you. Yes.
Okay, I'm on her house phone, but we're calling, and you're calling on her, and she's on her cell phone, so it's a little three-way, a little different.
Okay.
I've called about last year, called for like I got into an accident, spoke to you guys. And I was praying for direction and for like a new car, because I have gotten into 2 accidents. And then I called back and said thank you to you guys for all the prayers, because I did receive a car. I was able to buy one. So I thank you guys again for that. And this time I'm calling again for like some prayers, health-wise issues that's been going on. I actually just turned 29 last week, so I had a birthday that just passed. I'm getting into like those 30s, so it's time to like, you know, start settling down and, you know, start living my life as, like, you know, an adult. So I'm just asking for prayers as health-wise for God to bless me with a baby, because I'm going through some, like, women issues. So prayers for that, and prayers, like, just for the future, for a new job. You know, it's getting to those times where you need that stability and can't be playing around anymore. So,
amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. We thank you for Jessica, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for Father God, her calling in on tonight, God. Lord, we thank you for your hand on her life. Hallelujah. We thank you for your direction, God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing her before, even through this prayer line. We give you the glory, oh God. And Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will, Father God, continue, Father God, to just let her, Father God, know that you have a great plan for her life, oh God, to prosper her, not to harm her, oh God, to give her that hope for her future, oh God. So, Lord, even as she has come to the prayer line and she has a prayer request, God, we lift that prayer request up to you, God. Lord, we pray, Father God, right now for her health. And we declare and decree that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, she is healed, oh God. Lord, I, Father God, anoint her. We anoint her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, God. We thank you for total healing over her body, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We ask that you touch her right now, God. We ask, Father God, that you touch her in every area, oh God, where there is, Father God, where there is a malfunction, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you touch her womb, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you touch her in the leg area, God. We ask, Father God, even, Father God, that thing that's going on, even in the upper area of her shoulder and her back, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for everything internally being brought to order, oh God, that there will be no malfunction, that there will be no, Father God, that there will be no lack, oh God, that there will be no, when it's time for her to have a baby, oh God, that there will be no, Father God, nothing, Father God, blocking, oh God, the her, Father God, from conceiving, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, you know the divine timing, oh God. You already know the beginning from the end and the ending from the beginning. So we speak, Father God, wholeness over your life, over her life. I speak wholeness over your life. God says, speak wholeness over her life. I speak wholeness over your life right now, Jessica, in the name of Jesus. I declare that there's nothing broken, nothing missing, oh God, in your life, in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
I declare breakthrough. My God, there's a breakthrough that God is getting ready to manifest in your life. I hear God, I see God standing, and he's beckoning to you, Jessica.
Wow.
He's saying, come to me, come closer to me, come closer, come closer. And I see you moving towards the things of God. I see you moving to God, moving towards God, moving closer to God. And as you're coming, it's almost like, I don't know if you know the story about Moses in the fire, and God began to call out to Moses from the fire. And he told Moses to come. And Moses went to the fire to see why the fire wasn't burning up, why it wasn't being consumed. And the bush wasn't being consumed. And as he went, God began to speak to him from the bush. And God says he's going to speak to you from the fire. Amen. He wants you to come closer to him so that he can speak. There's some things very specific that God wants to speak to you. And I hear God saying, continue to come to hear my voice. Continue to come closer to hear my voice, because I'm going to speak to you directly. And I hear God saying to you that as you come closer and continue to walk closer with him, that there's nothing good. Hear God, I need you to, I'm speaking fast, but I want to slow down. God says, as you continue to come closer, and as you walk with him, there's nothing good that you desire that he's going to withhold from you. Uh-huh, yeah, that's it. That's it, because you know me, and you know my voice, and you know my touch. God is touching you right now. And God said, you know me, and you know my, you felt my fire before, but there have been some things that have happened in your life
They have kept you from my house. They have kept you from walking with me. And God says, I'm calling you. He's back here. I see him. He's standing. He's calling you. He's calling you closer to him because he wants a release. There's going to be a supernatural release in your life. My God, God's getting ready to blow your mind, Jessica. You hear me?
Amen.
God's getting ready
Amen.
To blow your mind. He's getting ready to release some things to you in due season, in order. He's going to release the more of him to you, and then he's going to give you everything that your heart desires. There's a scripture that says, as you delight yourself in me, I will give you the desires of my heart. I believe it's 37, Psalms 37, I believe 5. I have to look it up. Pastor is going to give us the exact.
Okay.
Psalms 30, I believe it's Psalms 37:5.
Yes.
As you delight yourself in the Lord, he shall give you. This is your scripture. He shall give you the desires of your heart. You shall have that baby. You shall have that career you desire. You, your health is being restored in the name of Jesus. You shall have that happy marriage. My God, hallelujah. Everything that you desire, as you delight yourself in him, God's going to release it to you.
Right.
In Jesus' name. What's the verse?
Four.
Psalm 37:4. And what does 5 say?
Commit your ways to the Lord.
Commit your ways to the Lord.
And bring it to pass.
Trust in the Lord, and he shall, oh my God, bring it to pass. So Psalm 37:4-5, God is speaking that over your life tonight. He's speaking. He said, because she loves me, I'm going to bless her. Because she delights in me, I'm going to bless her. Because she walks with me and talks with me, I'm going to bless her. Amen. Hallelujah. So you have
Amen.
It. You
Amen.
Have everything you need is right there, is nigh you, is he's with you. And he's releasing to you everything that you need. Just continue to believe God and trust God and watch God bring it to pass. Amen.
We thank God
Amen.
For you
Amen.
Calling again. And God is just telling me to tell you, before you go to bed tonight, talk to him.
Wow.
Pray to God. And then when you wake up and start your day tomorrow, try it again.
My God.
God is, Pastor, one way you can connect with God is through prayer.
Yes.
And that's the beckoning. God wants you to pray and talk
My
more
God.
To him.
Jesus.
Because these blessings are coming. He's going to show you who he is, but it's a reason behind it. Amen.
My God.
Amen.
And I see him
Thank
bringing
you
more. I see God bringing you out of the house more. I don't know what's going on. There's some things that have kept you from, you know, just being able to get out as much as you want. But God's going to take you some new places. He's getting ready to introduce you to some new people. And it's all going to be wrapped around the blessings that he already has in store for you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just see him. I see you going out, and I see you smiling and rejoicing in the sunshine. It's like this. Oh, the sun is shining on you. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. The sun is shining on you. Amen. Hallelujah. And everywhere you walk, God is going to continue to overflow you with his blessings. In Jesus' name.
Well, God bless you. Again, pray tonight and talk to him in the morning. God bless you.
Amen.
So, amen. God bless
you. Thank you. God bless you guys.
Call back. You're welcome to come anytime. Don't forget about us.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you so
God
much.
Bless you. That's our final call.
God bless
we
you.
Thank God for you. Amen.
Oh, Sister Carmen. Pray for Sister Carmen.
We lift up Sister Carmen tonight, and
yes,
we thank God.
God
for her and the Kahlo family, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Her husband, her children, her grandchildren. Continue to bless her and use her
yes,
in the spirit of evangelism, God. I thank you for her heart, her soul, for the people of God. And I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that she believes in the power of prayer. And God, continue to bless her, her personal desires, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So bless Carmen in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
God.
And God, we give you thanks, and we say amen.
Amen.
To God
amen.
Be the glory.
God.
God bless you, Sister Carmen.
Thank you, guys. I love you. One more thing. Jessica, she's like a daughter to me. She is the sweetest girl ever, and she always has a smile on her face. no matter what, she is always smiling. She is like a sunshine.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's
wow.
a blessing because wow. that's why God wants her near him because he knows her spirit is right. And
yes.
As she said, she's getting ready for the next phase in her life, and we thank God that her head is on straight. And God is gonna bless her. Amen.
I'm gonna invite her to the church one Sunday because she's a nursing assistant, so she's working right now. The job, and she works every other weekend. But I'm gonna try to get her to come and visit us one Sunday.
Oh, yes, we would love
amen.
To
we would love to meet her. Amen.
Yes.
Well,
thank
praise
you.
God.
Okay.
All right.
So, God bless you.
Okay.
Good night.
God bless.
Amen. God bless you. Yes, we would love to meet you, Jessica. We thank God for the day, and we already declared to be so that we will meet face to face. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I thank all of you for praying for my voice. I think I'm really loud. My voice is booming. God has restored my voice and given me even greater volume in the spirit realm. Amen. We were ordering something on the phone, and the guy started off talking to Pastor Emily, and I said something, and he was like, whoa, you're a little loud. And I was like, wow, am I loud or is just that God is speaking loudly through me? Amen. So it kind of jarred him to hear the boldness of my voice. But God is doing some things with the voice of his people. Amen. So we're going to go off the line now and have some dinner. We thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for Mother May Thomas. Who's on the line, Mother, we love you, Miriam, Pastor Jamal, Sister Rita, we thank God for each and every one of you. Please do so. We thank God for all of the sowers. You guys are blowing our minds. God is just blessing us with the ministry so that we could continue to do the ministry. We thank God for every tithe. We thank God for every sower. Amen. The website is nccmonline.org. We just thank God for you. Amen. Father, I thank you for my mother, Mother May Thomas. Thank you for getting her home safely. We thank you for all of her children. I thank you for my sister, Renee. Continue to heal her as she grieves the loss of her son, Mustafa. God, we ask, Father God, that you continue to give her peace. We ask that you continue to heal my mother. Continue to use her. Continue to bless her. Continue to bless my siblings. Oh, God, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for all of our family members. Lord, we pray for Pastor Jamal and his wife, Pastor Prophetess Gail. Oh, God, we ask that you continue to use them mightily, continue to do a great work through them, oh, God, even as they minister to others. Oh, God, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for Sister Rita Pearl. Oh, God, continue to bless her and keep her and her family. Oh, God, we thank you for the great work that you're doing in her life, oh God. So Lord, we thank you for each and every person on this prayer line, those who came on and those who didn't, those who stand with us in prayer. We ask that you continue to release blessings into every home, oh God. Release blessings into every family. Release blessings into every life. And God, we give you the glory for this prayer line. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Bless those who listen to the archives and bless them indeed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So God bless you. We're going down from this place, never from his presence. We thank God for his blessing and make it rich and add it no sorrow. God bless you all. We're not even going to play a song tonight. We're just going to go off the air. God bless you. We love you. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen. Meet us on Sunday at 12:30 at New Creation Christian Ministries, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. Good night, everybody. God bless you. Love you.